Sanders throws a ball that will be intercepted, and this is going to be a foot race down the east sideline.
The Broncos turn their sights to the final two games after a frustrating loss to the Patriots. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, it was an emotional locker room after that game, but can that be a good thing, maybe fuel the team moving forward here?
You know what? Anytime you have emotions, and that's what happens when you lose a tough one like we lost to the Patriots, and it's been building, you know, the losing to Tennessee the week before, and so you have that frustration. But you know, the great thing is you got passionate players, and when you have passionate players, they're emotional, and you know, you'd much rather have it that way than the other way. And so we're fortunate to have guys where it matters to them. And, you know, and obviously you get in that situation sometimes, you know, things get hurt, things get charged, but, you know, we're all in this together and they know that. So, you know, you get through that emotional stuff and we'll be fine. Hopefully we'll take that emotion into Kansas City.
Yeah, exactly. It shows that they really still care.
Yep.
Earlier this week, the Pro Bowl selections were announced. You got three Broncos and then six alternates. Do you think that was fair?
Well, you know, you never think you have enough, you know. But, you know, that's the way it works. And I think that, you know, the great thing is both our corners, Akib and Chris, both made as well as Vaughn. So, you know, we're thrilled for them and very deserving. And, you know, you always think you have more guys that are deserving that are our alternates. But, they've had great years. And, as I told them when I texted them, I'm proud that they're Broncos and, you know, the way they handle themselves on it as well as off the field. So, it couldn't happen to better guys, too, because they've had great years.
Well, when we come back here on LA Access, we'll talk about playing on Christmas Day, something the Broncos have done twice before.
I told you the gift was coming!
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink. Home team, home connection.
CenturyLink. Partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Back here on Elway Access, and John, the Broncos playing on Christmas Day. Gary Kubiak said it was an honor to, you know, be in the national spotlight. What do you think? You think you feel the same way?
Well, sure. I mean, I think it's an important game for us, and obviously it cuts into some of the holiday time and it cuts into the family. But I think that, it's that important to this team. We understand the situation that we're in, and so, you know, we'll have time to celebrate before and after and celebrate Christmas. But, we've got to make sure that when we do go to Kansas City, we take our best game there because they're a very good football team.
Lastly, the combine, believe it or not, is 2 months away. It's bowl season. The scouts are in the building. Can you update us on where we are in that evaluation process?
Yeah, you know, the scouts were in, and so we have our first winter meetings. And so, we're going through different things on, the college kids and where they are and get the board set up, you know, for us to start working on it. And so, like you said, you know, everything's right around the corner. Hopefully we got another month left in the season, and we start it late like we did last year. But, we start the process. We've been going through the process, and looking forward on the personnel side, things what we're going to need for next year. And so, but obviously our focus is still this year with the coaching staff and the players to try to figure out how to get a win in Kansas City.
Most definitely. Well, that's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access.